Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Bikurim. Today we're learning parak Aleph Mishnah Tes and parak Aleph Mishnah Yod. The previous Mishnah taught us that if Bikurim are lost or ruined before they are brought into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Azar, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, the owner must replace them. But if it happens while they were already on the Temple Mount, already on Har HaBayis, already in the Beis HaMikdash, then they don't need to be replaced anymore. And now in Perek Aleph Mishnah says we're going to learn the source for this rule. Says the Mishnah, Uminayin Shuchai Bach Reusen Ache Yavi LaHar HaBayis. And from where do we know? From where do we learn? What's the source for the fact that the owner is responsible for the fruits until he brings them into Har HaBayis, onto the Temple Mount? Shneamar, as the pasuk says in Sefer Shemos, Reishis Bikurei Admascha Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha. The Torah describes in Parshas Mishpatim and says, the earliest of the first fruits of your land you shall bring to the house of Hashem, your God. Melame, this teaches us Shechayi V'achriyusam Atchiyavi L'Har HaBayis. This teaches us that he's responsible for them until he brings them into the Beis HaMikdash, onto the Temple Mount. Therefore, if they become unfit, if they become spoiled, if they become tamei, if they become lost, and so on, before that point, he must replace them. But once they get to the Beis HaMikdash, they no longer must be replaced anymore. Now the Mishnah is just going to conclude by reciting and teaching us the final case in which the owner sometimes would bring Bikurim without reciting the passage, without saying the Psukim from Parshas Kisavo that would otherwise accompany the Bikurim. Says the Mishnah, Harei shehevi mimin echad v'karef. So if a person brought his Bikurim from one species of fruit, and he said the psukim there, v'chazar v'hevi mimin achar, and then later on he brought Bikurim again the same exact year, but from a different species. So for example, he first brought the grapes, and then later he brought figs, or vice versa. Eino kore, he's not going to recite the psukim a second time. The first time is sufficient, as the Torah describes in Parshas Kisavo. He gadati hayom. One of the things that he says is that I'm declaring on this day, and by specifying, as the Rambam points out, by specifying hayom, this day, the Torah is teaching us that the pasuk is that the psukim are recited, said no more than once in a year. Once they're brought once, that is sufficient. Continuing now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Until now, we discussed cases in which one does not bring Bikurim at all. We discussed cases in which one brings Bikurim but does not recite the Psukim that accompany the Bikurim. Now, and you would have thought the Mishnah, the Masechta would have started with this Mishnah, but now we're going to begin learning the Mishnah that actually defines who brings Bikurim and recites the Psukim that accompany them. Ve'elu Mevi'in Ve'korim. These people bring Bikurim and they recite the Psukim from Parshas Kisavo that accompany the Bikurim. In Hatzeres V'Yadachag, one who brings Bikurim, number one, from Shavuos until Sukkot, like we learned previously. They can't be brought before Shavuos, like we learned in Mishnah Gimel, and they may not be recited after Sukkot, like we learned in Mishnah Vav. Mishivas Aminim, he also has to only be bringing them from the seven species for which Eretz Yisrael is praised: wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. Nuts number two. Number three, Miperos Shebaharim, Mitmaros Shebaamakim, Umizesei Shemen, from good quality fruits such as the fruits of the mountains, the dates of the valleys, and good oil producing olives. Again, like we learned in Mishnah Gimel, that it's not the worst, it has to be the nicer of the Shiva Saminim as well. And number four, at least according to this opinion, is Me'ever Hayardin, that even if they are not from the main part of Eretz Yisrael, but from the eastern part of the Jordan River, this is the land that is east of the Jordan River that was conquered by the Jewish people, by Bnei Yishal. We got it from Sichon Melech Hamori and Og Melech HaBashan. And ultimately, this land was given to the Shvatim of Reuven, Gad, and half of Shevet Menashe, as we discuss in the end of Sefer Bamidbar. And everyone agrees that the produce that grows in this area, in the Eved Hayarden area, eastern of the Jordan River, is obligated in Trumos and Maestros and any other agricultural obligation. Then you have the other mitzvot, Taluyos Paaretz, apply in this area east of the Jordan River. And therefore, this Tana holds that the same would apply to Bikurim. Just like Trumos and Maestros apply there, so to the halachas of Bikurim apply there as well. However, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili disagrees and says, Rabbi Yossi HaGalili says, Ein mevin bikurim ever hayardim. We do not bring bikurim from the east side of the Jordan River. She'ein ha'aretz vaschalav u'dvash, because it's not a land flowing with milk and honey. That the Torah describes that Eretz Yisrael is you know a land flowing with milk and honey, and that's certainly, as the Pesukim and Kisava describe, how the Bikurim, where the Bikurim are meant to be brought from, and therefore basically says that we would not bring Bikurim from the area that is east of the Jordan River. As the Bartanura points out, we don't pask in that. We pass in the first opinion, namely, we do bring Bikurim from the area on the east side of the Jordan River. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes, number one, quoted the source for us, that a person who loses his bikurim or ruins his bikurim before bringing them to the Beis Hamikdash must replace them. But once they're brought to the Beis Hamikdash, they no longer need to be replaced. Again, a pasuk from Parshas Mishpatim, Shneamar Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha. The Torah said, "The earliest of the fruits of your land you shall bring to the house of Hashem, your God." Meaning to say that he's responsible for them until he brings them there before them, and after that he's no longer responsible for them. Then the Mishnah gave us a final case in which the owner who brings Bikurim does not recite the Psukim that accompany them, and that was a case where he already brought Bikurim, but from a different species of fruit, and therefore, because he already said it, he already said this, a paragraph that year, he would no longer say it again that year. And then, Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud, just discuss exactly the case in which a person brings Bikurim, number one, someone who brings them from Shavuos until Sukkot, number two, from the Shivas Hamina, from the seven species of Eretz Yisrael, number three, from the good quality fruits of the Shivas Haminim, and number four, from the area of the Aver Hayarden, it would also be included in the mitzvah of the Bikurim. He also disagrees, but it can be paskin like the first Tana. Have a great day.